This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys one last time for being here. It's the best day ever.
Don't even start with me. Thank me. Okay, you need to walk away from this ASAP.
What?
You need to get out, Frankie.
Well, this is it, Frank. It's now or never. You need to get out of here while you're still single.
I'm not single.
She's 30 yards away from you. You're still single right now.
Come on. This is the best thing that's ever happened.
Why'd you give that 6 months? You don't think that's going to change? I got a wife, kids. Do I sound like a happy guy to you, Frankie? There's my wife. Now, see that? Always smiling. Hi, honey. Judging, watching. Look at the baby. Look at the baby.
Oh, no, me eye opening. Let it go.
All right, let me be the first to say congratulations to you, then. You get one vagina for the rest of your life. Real smart, Frank. Way to work it through.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to join Franklin and Marissa.
Don't do it. My throat's dry. I'm sorry.
Don and Mike Show.
He's a smoker.
If you really knew them, you'd hate them. Don and Mike.
True enough.
Absolutely.
Well, who's surprised? Robert the Mailman. Late.
The biggest day of the year for him, when he comes in to really entertain.
What, Rob? Or what, Buzz? You know, Buzz, I can't hear you. I got it turned on, and you ain't there.
Oh, no, not again.
Buzz is trying to say something, and...
Buzz, are you there?
Nothing coming
oh,
in.
Oh, no, this is after they repaired it.
Not again.
Oh. It sounded great for a couple days, though.
Oh, no.
Is he going to have to come over here again?
Oh, no. Can you hear the thrill in Mike's voice? Is he going to have to come over here again? I know you're all set up over there anyway.
I am. It's my spread out area. Spread out.
And you got him to.
Oh no, Rob's pounding and it's not working.
Rob's just over there beating his fist on the.
Is there an engineer on the facility, on the property?
Well, they can't respond to us because the microphone doesn't work.
Can they hear us? Can you hear
can
us,
you hear
Buzz?
Us, guys? Can you?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
yes,
you can hear
yes,
us.
They can hear. Hi. Knock on the window real hard.
It's dead.
Knock
Rob is indicating.
Knock on the window.
Yeah, good. Rob is indicating that the board is dead.
Hey, but
that made the microphone come back.
Oh my God!
All
he
I had to
fixed
do
it
hit the
by
window.
Pounding on the glass.
Now, what were you trying to say?
I don't even remember now.
Don't touch anything.
No, I think you and I were both expressing surprise.
It was Robert the Angry Mailman,
right,
and then
late.
Buzz said something, and you noticed Buzz said something.
Right, because you were playing, I think, Blue Swede, and.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. I thought that's why you were looking at me.
No, right. I was looking at you because you were looking at me like
let me pound on the window again.
You were looking at me as if to say, what are you saying?
Yes, about Robert the Angry
Mailman.
Well,
I know what I wanted to say. If Buzz can't think of what he was going to say, I was going to say Robert the Angry Mailman probably caught up in traffic.
What?
Probably caught in traffic.
Caught in traffic.
It's terrible traffic around here, and that's why he's late.
Is everybody trying to do like the worst break we've ever done right now?
No.
Do you all get together?
No, that's
and like,
a
is
joke.
Is this like a goof?
I always say no. I always say bad things about Robert, and then you look down, and I was going to give you a little smile that said I was BSing, like totally BSing,
okay.
And that's what I wasn't trying to goof on you.
Let's start fresh.
I was just, I didn't know. What was going on?
No,
here's what I said. Robert the mailman is late.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Yeah, now, and I looked at Rob right away because that's the stereotype.
Right.
Right? Black man.
I've never heard it.
Has he called?
He has not. He,
he hasn't even
it.
Called?
No, but I bet he does right quick now.
Mm-hmm. So, I know
well, where the hell is it? Was he supposed to have his segment right now?
Yeah. So what happened was I said that thing about, well, he's late. That's a surprise. I turn and look at Rob.
Right.
And I get the knowing nod, and I look at Buzz, and I get like he's on Castaway.
So he
he's
was
like,
just signaling you that his microphone wasn't working. He wasn't really going to say anything about Robert the Angry Mailman.
No, not about Robert, no.
But you were going to say something about the magic of Blue Swede.
I was amused that we were playing Blue Swede, that's all.
Did you spill your bong water in the board?
Well, it's nice to see that. Your board has been successfully repaired.
All we have to do is hit the window.
Very good.
That doesn't even make sense.
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense.
There you go.
Don't
Buzz,
touch
well
anything.
Hey, we got it coming up one more time right now.
spend 7 hours with a young man named Buzz Burbank. I happen to know that he's making a personal appearance at O'Mara's on Thursday night. Hey, Buzz, can I smell your fingers? You ask me if they'll come when I go tired. Right. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Of course I'm kidding.
No.
You know, it's like, here's the thing. When you're a DJ, and I was BM before Mike, you just say whatever.
Right.
You know, it doesn't really
matter. No, I didn't take any offense to that.
It don't really matter. You just talk until they start singing.
I thought it was a very well thought out talk over the record. It was wonderful.
Talked it up nice and tight.
It was delightful. I enjoyed every minute of it.
Thank you. I got one for my good friend Mike O'Mara right now. Mike, incidentally, has found the magic of Grand Marnier. He reeks of it. And he will be with Buzz smelling his fingers.
It's a good chance I'll be drinking that Thursday night. Because I still have this thing. I don't want to drink like the regular stuff, but I want to have my, you know, and I, who knows when that'll stop.
I may want to try that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now Buzz is coming to your joint on
Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Right. For the Snow Bunny contest.
That's what we're calling it.
Baby.
Buzz, be ready for a late night. I just wanted to warn you about that.
Sir.
It is late.
Right.
Speaking of the snow bunnies, we have a contestant on the line.
Hello?
Hey. I am stuck in traffic.
Yeah. Oh, it's Robert.
Way to work it through.
You're late.
And let me tell you something, Don. I know you like to stereotype the color. I have never been late to an appearance on your show. I wasn't scheduled to be until 4:30. But let's take a look at this, Don. How many times have I been in there?
Robert, I had a conference. I had a conference with our producer who said...
Email said be here at 4, no later than 4, for a 4:30 on-air appearance.
I'm supposed to be on right now.
What's that?
I got leeway. I'm not supposed to be on right now.
You said you would be here at 4.
Did you say leeway or Leroy?
Did you say Leroy?
I said Starberry, bitch.
We'll see you when you get here.
You think you're going to make it by 4:30?
I'm up the street. I'm on 66. There's an accident.
Listen, Robert.
I left work early.
Hurry, Robert. The clock is running out on Black History Month.
Have any emergency...
That's always good. E to E. That's always going to get there.
Have any emergency vehicles shown up?
No, and I'm in the HOV lane. I might get a ticket trying to get there.
I just wondered whether there was an ambulance there.
I was about to die because they're wrestling my day.
No, you see that. Mike, now say it.
What
Come
am I
on.
Doing? You mean an ambulance?
Ambulance. That's
ambulance,
what,
okay,
that's
yeah.
That's what Mike was doing.
Thanks, Mike. I know you're having a snow bunny contest at your restaurant.
Yes. Yeah, you want to judge it? What?
That sucks. Snow bunny.
What does that suck?
Can the food bring in people? Why you got to bring ass into the play now? Why don't you just make it a tea bar?
You know what? Why don't you shut up?
You know, I've had the food snow bunny contest.
You're breaking up.
They want to clear their water in the bathroom.
What is he even talking about?
He's just picking on me. That's what he's doing.
He's finding the open nerve.
I had the surfing turf.
I'm banning you. I'm banning you. You're not welcome anymore.
I'm glad I brought my big record collection in today. Hold on. I want to dedicate this one to both Robert Mailman and Mike O'Mara. From a cat who knows what it's like to be white and to be black. Come on, let's give it up for pedophile.
Okay. I love this song.
You love this song?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this would piss you off.
No, I think playing that theme song that you play every time I walk in there, that would piss me off.
Where's that?
If you're black or white. Oh, you mean this?
You know, that pisses me off.
That's the one you don't like?
I'm ready to fight today. I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, you sound like you're in a bad mood.
Oh, I'll be in a good mood. Well, that doesn't help when you guys bash me and I'm trying to get there.
You're not bashing
you. I'm every law to get here.
Say it loud. The black and brown.
I don't see anybody. Say it loud.
I'm late and proud.
Is your car moving yet?
I'm up the street.
Is your car moving?
Yes, it's moving, Mike.
He's up the street.
Say it loud. I'm late and proud.
I'm down 13 pounds, Robert.
I still have on your fat ass.
I doubt it.
Anytime, I always challenge you. You ain't done nothing in 5 years, baby.
I'm waiting. I'm waiting till I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm taking you down, mailman. You watch out, mailman.
Hey, I'm off Friday night. Don't come to your
restaurant. Hold on, everybody.
I float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
I'm coming to your restaurant.
To Muhammad Ali. He knows how to talk. See, we're getting into the... I was ready for you. I've got all my Black History Month songs.
Let's say strawberry pancakes. Does that make you feel better, Mike?
No, it made me feel better if you could possibly be on time.
Hey, I'm always on time. I'll show up 2 minutes before the show.
Okay, well, you're...
Calling it in.
Hey, I might show up 2 minutes before the show. That's the time I'm supposed to be here.
I'm like
you.
Sometimes I'm not sitting in that room and fall asleep because you guys keep talking the same trick off with Toledo during my segment.
All right,
How many times? You're late.
I'm
just playing that cheesy ass video game.
You're late.
That broke dick room of yours. Smelling like cheese dip and onions.
Now you can't pour cheese.
Did I say cheese dip?
Oh, I thought you said cheese Dick Cheney.
Why
would I say that, Don?
I don't know why you would.
I'm a Christian.
Because you're crazy. You're late.
Why were you late? Did you have trouble picking out a onesie?
You know what, honky?
Oh, I forgot. I didn't know it was 1970.
You know what? You're the worst producer. I don't care how much money it is. I'll pay it out of my pocket. Get PA back.
But you are a great mailman. You really
are. You're a wonderful neighbor.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? Listen, we'll see you.
You just got back from Orlando.
see you whenever you get here, Robert.
I'm around the corner.
Okay. Hey, Robert. Robert.
Yeah.
Safe trip.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Good luck with that thing, you know, got going on at the restaurant with the groundwater and the toilet, you know, in the middle.
Bye!
Bye, Robert.
See you soon.
Seems happy.
He's ready.
He is ready today.
That was wound up.
Christ. He is ready.
Well, let's see. What does Al Sharpton have to say?
What is this?
I've got a bunch of tapes for Robert.
Do you think George W. Bush is a terrorist?
I think George W. Bush, by what was outlined by Arabella Belafonte, is guilty of all of that.
But is he a terrorist? Is he a terrorist?
In the definition that he used? Play the definition.
George Bush is a terrorist.
Hold on, let me.
If terror is defined.
Wow.
That we are
a terrorist. How is he a terrorist?
You know what, Sean? When Martin Luther King Jr., who you claim to admire, Lyndon Johnson was leading an administration was the greatest purveyors of violence in the world, they denounced him. And this is all Harry Belafonte is saying.
Okay.
That's one of those talk shows.
Lively debate.
Mm-hmm. What the hell?
What you gonna play now? Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, make it funky.
You got his whole library out here.
See, this is why Robert has disappointed me. I've worked extra hard this year.
I can see that.
You know, I'm baby stepping. I'm doing the work. Okay? I got it. I got black and white.
Such a great collection today.
Blacker and black and proud.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the standby.
Yes.
You know, Three Dog Night. Set this one out again, you know. Those two guys, Mike and Robert, why can't you just get along?
You know, I'm rapidly developing that reputation. I can't get along with anybody. So, I, you know, Robert, don't think that you're special.
It's unequal.
Really. Yeah. Come on.
And then here's Harry Belafonte.
We are living in terrorism as black people in America. And it has been that way since the dawn of slavery. And those who have put us here and have chosen to keep us here are people who deal in terror. And I think we need to not listen to how
give that guy a cough drop.
We have to talk about how we see terror and broaden the definition.
He's a singer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is. He's a singer.
Dale!
So that'd be like,
that's him.
Dale!
Yeah.
Dale!
Oh, and also unrelated to anything that has to do with our brothers and sisters listening, Dennis Weaver is dead. And I also found the theme to McCloud. McCloud, originally part of the NBC Sunday or Saturday Mystery Movie.
Right. Which had its own theme, right?
Yes, it did, but this was the solo theme to McCloud.
Right, they each had their own.
McCloud! There you go again. It has nothing to do with Black History Month, but it was just an extra cut on the DVD.
I'm not saying that joke.
Good joke.
No, that's your joke.
All right. Yeah, I'll read it. What
okay.
Is it?
Let Rob read it. Let Rob read it. Because Rob, this is your joke. You need to do this. This is you need
come on, Rob.
Rob writes a lot of stuff down for us, but this I think would be better coming out of your mouth.
What's gray and sings calypso?
What?
Harry Elefante.
You're an idiot. Why wouldn't you read that, Mike?
I don't know. Bad judgment.
That's gold.
I know. I know.
That's gold. Now.
Sometimes I get that nugget and I just throw it right back in his face.
Now who spilled the bong water?
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, buddy.
Yeah. Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to remind you guys, Robert said he's never been late before, but on a best of like 2 weeks ago, when Bob was giving him his pedicure, he was late for like an hour because he said it was snowing.
1 year ago today.
He was late.
Yeah.
Oh.
For Black History Month, because we always do it on the last day of the month.
Yeah. Howard G was on time, but he was late.
That's right.
Okay.
And he just said on the phone, he's never been late.
Bye.
Thank you,
my friend.
Boy, he's going to be even madder now when he gets here.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
I wish everybody would stop picking on him.
Hello,
Donnie.
Yeah. Hi.
What station is this again? WCPT. Hey, listen.
Hold on.
I don't get it. What? That's stop the room.
You're doing a joke. And
what is your joke that you understand and nobody else does?
Think about what you were alluding to before, the colored people, time.
What? I didn't say anything.
Colored people time.
I didn't. What? I never uttered colored people time.
He's here.
You've never heard of CPT before.
He's here and
he's
angry.
Explain the concept to me. Explain this to me because I wasn't at the meeting. I didn't get
to it. It's an old expression, CPT, colored people time. I'm sure Robert's familiar with it.
Explain it to me. What does it mean? I like hearing these new things.
I love it when people want to join the party, especially on this subject.
In 2006.
That's not actually what I wanted to call about, thing.
Hold on. You brought it up and you said that I said it. I didn't.
No. What you were alluding to with Buzz, I believe.
So what is CPT?
Colored people time.
Okay, and exactly what is colored people time?
Well, it's anything other than Caucasian time. It's whenever they feel like showing up.
Ugh. And that's an old expression?
It's an old expression. Don't tell him you've never. I know Rob's heard of it.
And we didn't go to the same meetings you went to.
Oh, come on now. No.
See, dude, the thing is, there's guys like us that can do it and guys like you that can't do it.
Yeah, see, you take it maybe a little bit. I don't want to say too seriously, but I want to say maybe a little too far.
No, it's not intended to be malicious or anything like that.
Yeah, but you understand that's why you might want to leave it in people's hands that do it every day.
Oh, please. Ask Robert about it. I'm sure he'll get a kick out of it.
Ask Robert the mailman about it.
Robert the mailman.
I'm sure that Robert the mailman would come in and would feign that he would kick your ass or something or say, hey, that's not funny.
You guys getting all heavy all of a sudden for
it. Well, no, I mean,
because
seriously, I think this guy
ought
to talk
to Robert. It was a little play on words. That's not actually what I even wanted to say.
I think this guy ought to talk to Robert.
I wanted to ask you.
Because Robert's just gotten here. Stop.
I am not being overly defensive. I'm not stopping the show and being serious on you. You called and said, Don, you referred to color person time. I said, I don't know what you're talking about.
But you wanted to talk to Robert. He just walked in.
There he is.
I thought
you
were dancing around, and I wanted to make a little joke.
That's
about
what
it. Listen, Don, I actually wanted to tell you that
Hey, shut up. Just shut up. Robert is here.
Yeah, we don't really care.
So, Robert.
Now, let's see. Robert, can we get some headphones for Robert?
He's got them.
There you go. All right.
This
guy.
They smell white.
Okay. Go ahead. Tell Robert your great joke.
The expression.
Robert, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic, honky. What's up?
I just made a little thing about what station is this WCPT, and nobody ever heard of color people time before.
That's some racist bullshit.
That is the old stuff, man. It's not as
Yeah, real old, like your drawers and your mama's bras and whatever else I can
see.
Now
I'm sorry. Now, look at, he didn't laugh at it.
No. He didn't really enjoy it.
You were wrong.
Not in a good mood. I don't like traffic.
And the reason would be,
I need police lights to get here on time so the white man won't dog me on the radio.
Not to be terribly heavy with you.
Can I have a
We can discuss race.
What do you want?
With Robert, because we are friends with Robert. You are not, therefore, you are not invited in. What are you drinking?
A Kool-Aid.
Well, pour some
grape
for all of us.
Cherry soda.
Kool-Aid. You want some?
But
how come it's not
grape? Grape soda, right?
The grapes are at home. That's for special occasions like birthdays.
Now, listen, you're really not allowed to participate in this, CPT.
Grape soda.
You're not funny, Honky.
Not at all.
Come on.
No, I mean, I think he's got a point.
I tell you what. They're coming out with a white only joke channel on a competitor. Did I say that right?
On what station?
Another station is doing.
Say it. What is it?
It's satellite.
You can say it. I don't care.
It's a series that's coming out with a redneck only channel where they're going to have all white comedians.
Okay. What, like, is it like a Jeff Foxworthy channel?
They're white. Oh, I don't know.
That'll
what
be great.
Is it kind of like country? Is that? I mean, is it kind of like that guy?
Yeah. Take the O out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
but it's all white.
I'm sure that they're not promoting it, though, as
the
all-white channel.
Well, they say country, but we know what country means. I know what country means.
No, hold on.
Yee-haw, hang the color.
Hold
That's
on.
What
Don, there. Can I ask you a question, please?
Oh, who is this guy? Will you shoot
him? Hi!
He's Weasley now.
I got a gun for real. I shoot him for real.
That's all right.
Who's the guy that...
I just shot you on colored person's time.
Who's the guy that always does the shows with Jeff Foxworthy? They call him...
Hold up. Is that your wallet?
What's that? Yes, that's my wallet.
Leave it out when we're in the room.
Oh, Jesus.
I shot him on colored person's time. You understand?
That was a drive-by?
I was going to shoot him 5 minutes ago.
I just got around to it.
Yeah, because I just woke up because it's, 4 o'clock now?
Robert, why all the beverages today? Why all the...
I'm thirsty and I just left work. I ran here because I want to come on the air, as usual, and make a fool of myself for the benefit of the Don's and Mike show.
A gallon and a half.
And it is the last day of Rob likes to call Black Month.
Mm-hmm. This is the last day of Black
History
Month.
He is by far the worst producer. I'm trying to put in the words the help I got putting this bit together, and the word dick comes to mind.
Okay.
Rob is and I don't, like I said, I don't care what it costs. I will pay the difference. Get BA back. This guy sucks.
Really?
I mean, I email him.
Jesus.
It's usually 50-50.
Is this because of traffic? Are you angry because of traffic today?
No, I'm mad because...
No, I know what you...
I've had a lot of stress in my life recently, and Rob has not helped.
Beth Ann gave
I
you a lot
guy,
of... Didn't Beth Ann give you a lot of one-on-one contact?
Always give me a lot of props, and Rob is cold. You know, he's white. And he doesn't like me. I am his mailman for real.
I'm a fan. I'm white.
You know, he didn't give me anything for Christmas, which he's supposed to do.
Wow.
You know, he shortchanged me.
Oh, you didn't tip your mailman?
No, I tipped the primary mailman. You're the backup guy, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but I'm still supposed to get some props around, especially knowing how your wife likes to ship out all that crap she sells. come pick it up at the door, Foy. Is that not true, Rob? Is that not true?
That is true.
The eBay bandit is living on
Man, he's dangerous today.
Yeah.
I'm staying away.
I'm in a bad mood. But I'd like to give a shout-out. Mike, Don, I have a bad situation. A coworker of mine has gotten into a lot of trouble. He got dogged out by a, how can I put it nicely, a sorry black bitch.
Yeah.
And shout out to my friend. We call him Tay Diggs. He's a brother. And his nose got wide open. You know how women will use you. You got Anna Nicole in the news. I'm sure you're going to bring that up later.
Maybe.
And he got dogged out by her. And he fell in love.
Would you just speak white?
Yeah,
for
you're
a second?
Totally confusing me. I
have a coworker, a friend of mine.
What you going to play now? Bobby, I don't know. But whatever I play, it's got to
you
be
got the
funky.
Top on, honky.
One,
you want to be black.
1, 2, 3. Make it
fun. It's too loud in the goddamn headphones. Jesus.
Turn the volume down.
You know,
get your own volume right here.
Where's the guy?
What do you got now?
I have his Christmas gift.
This is just irritating him more.
Rob, hold on. Rob has your Christmas gift.
What's my backpack? I don't want no money from you.
It's $2.40.
You're real... you really think you know what you can do with that money?
Okay.
Buy a lottery ticket and then get a personality with all the money.
Everybody settle down. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back.
Kick me out.
Cool. I'm going to kick you out.
Have y'all fixed the game is broken.
You mean during the commercials are we going to kick you out? Yes.
I know. You don't want to have me.
Yeah, the video game is broken, I think, Robert, because I tried to play at the end. It's frozen. It doesn't seem like it's doing anything.
We have like some old 1970s arcade Atari game.
It's really horrible. They got to get rid of it.
Hard baby pancakes.
That's awful.
Wow. All right. Sad.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking about this establishment you discovered.
I got a whole lot to talk about.
Okay, Tar Baby Pancakes.
Tar Baby Pancakes.
That's the name of the restaurant?
Why are you acting? You've seen the post.
Seen nothing. What do you think?
Have this on the, do you have the email I sent you with the picture of the store, of the restaurant?
You never sent me a picture.
Man, God damn it. Go to break. What? Down on my door. I'm upset.
Bobby, I don't know. See, but whatever.
He's all mad.
He's got to be funky. One. Two,
so you're saying that you sent a picture of the place.
I sent a picture of the place.
You didn't see it.
I want to go through the history of it. I want to find out everything about this place.
And you sent it to Robin. He just didn't send it to me or Mike or anybody.
Has not been any help. He's like, you know.
You've sent me 3 emails.
I've sent you a lot of emails.
You never use a capital letter.
Oh, excuse me. I don't know, you know, the web etiquette for a honky.
Well, the web etiquette for sending a picture is
attached to the picture.
Why are
you looking at me? Don't look at me. Please, don't look at me.
You know, you're so full of it. You know, you need to just get some hair or something or stop chewing tobacco or stop beating your wife. Whatever it is, hit her. Don't hit me. Hit me. Don't hit me.
I just tried to give you $2.
What do you say? Black month? Is that what you call it?
That's
there's no history there. It's just a black month.
All right.
The day after nuclear fallout.
They are on WCPT. We got to take a break right
now. Let me go take my Kool-Aid out in the hallway.
We were supposed to break 5 minutes ago, but we're on colored person's time.
I like how you wait to the last day, too. You always do that to me.
But
at least you're not suspended this year.
Well, that's right. We were suspended last year.
I had great bits, and they've all gone to waste. Mm-hmm. Negro food, fear factor.
Yeah, well, you know.
I could have put cotton balls in the parking lot and tried to people picking them up.
You could have made me say this. You know, we would have been here 2 years ago if not for a black woman.
Janet Jackson.
If not for her beautiful,
well,
milky,
I remember that suspension
chocolatey
correctly,
breath.
And I do. Janet didn't say the S word.
No, but okay. But
you just said the S word twice. I heard it on my route.
But the S word. But the S word.
So I don't care if.
The S word that got out that got out on the radio.
Where's that producer?
You know, we don't talk about some things.
Okay,
you know, there's some
I'm
stuff,
just saying we're gonna keep it real. Let's keep it real, son.
Okay, all right,
I'm a radio file. I remember what happened.
Son, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
The FCC turned up the heat after Janet Jackson showed her booze.
We would have got in trouble anyway.
Is there any booze in this iced tea?
No.
We are doing a live show, and they have 3 separate people whose only job it is.
Did you get fined?
No.
The station kicked you out of here.
Yes.
Two weeks in February.
Two weeks.
You can say the
no
S
pay.
Word in November.
Is that a new ring?
December.
Your pinky ring.
Yeah, I got a new ring.
They have people whose only jobs it is to sit and listen to this stupid show and try to hear a bad word.
I understand that.
So a bad word was said with the intention that one of the schmucks in the back room whose only job it is to stare at this box and press the button would have pressed the button.
Well, you should have hired a black man. He'd have been on that. You had 3 white boys.
I like your pinky ring.
And that's my problem with that. And that's why it's all
Janet
Jackson's
fault. It's not a black woman's fault.
Robert has a poker.
Yes, it is. Because
it's not her fault. She's stupid.
Because of the breakdown in the system here with the stupid people that were not running the delay.
No.
There was heightened awareness of it because of Janet Jackson's boob.
The climate was created by Janet Jackson. The climate was created by Janet Jackson.
Okay? And it wasn't Janet's fault, it wasn't my fault, it wasn't any other color in America's fault.
I know it wasn't.
Okay?
Sometimes
it just happened to be like that.
Things slip out.
But
I know it wasn't.
My bits have been brushed aside. Great bits.
Well, they'd be on the air.
On TV, I would be a star if you had done every bit that I've written. But you always push aside.
We got to take a break.
Ladies and gentlemen,
don't I prepare?
He is wound up today.
We'd be on TV if only we would read the bits he writes.
I'm a satirist. Is that the right word, huh?
You're a ladies' man.
I'm a ladies' man. I just got laid on the weekend.
You're a card shark.
I'm on the blue pill.
You're a card shark, right?
Yeah.
You have to take the blue pill?
Yeah.
What do you mean you have to take
it? Revelation.
Hey, Limpus Dickus. I used to play with that guy.
You can play with him right now. He's right here. You want to play with him right now?
He's a friend of mine from Italy.
You have ED?
From Rome.
I am diabetic. I had back surgery 3 years ago. I have circulation problems. I'm not ashamed to admit that I've touched the blue pill before.
Okay.
And the blue pill does work.
Is it always required?
No.
Uh-huh.
But it's always good backup.
Okay.
You know.
You take it every time you're in the mood?
How sad.
How sad. You need a pill.
This weekend, 5 times in 36 hours.
Is that with the pill?
5 times.
With the pill?
No, that's
sometimes
by himself.
With the pill, and sometimes without it. Sometimes it lasts a long time.
He was alone all weekend. That's what he didn't tell you.
No, I had a lovely lady.
It's a joke.
Out of town.
Will you get in a better mood?
And she's my age.
Will you get in a better mood?
My age. She's mature.
Okay.
She's not in great.
We have to break.
She's mature.
Get out of here.
She's
take
mature.
Your Kool-Aid.
Do you want your iced tea too?
Take your Kool-Aid and get out of here.
You know.
I won't put my white lips on it.
Hold on.
No.
Don't worry.
Hold on a second.
Robert is a network commercial that has to be read. Please, before we go to break.
Right. Welcome, friends. This is Robert the Mailman for Radio Shack. Before you hit spring break. Hit Radio Shack for everything from batteries to memory cards for your digital camera.
That's right.
This is from Robert the Mailman, Radio Shack. Don and Mike go to break.
Okay. All right.
Here's the Don and Mike Show.